have a form?
We have a form. Turn on your mic.
No.
They're all on.
Russ, would you like to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic from which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, has everybody had a chance to read last month's, or a couple months ago, meeting minutes?
That's a long one. I forgot already.
Yes, I've read it. I have a problem.
Should we take a few minutes to read it?
You're on that end, Wayne.
Let's go.
I don't remember covering the.
That's coming up.
I'm doing it.
Oh, that's
what?
For this week?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
That's for sure. 100 total.
Seemed like one of the
crazy
forward leadership groups did those. So you're not going to try to match the benches that they...
Where did you put them at?
Down in the park.
We can discuss that, I suppose.
Off subject. But.
Did you come up with any corrections, Doug?
No, I haven't seen anybody.
Are you okay with the minutes?
Yes.
I see no corrections.
Okay. I make a motion that the meeting minutes be passed.
I second.
September 13th.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, we've approved the minutes. Okay, the receiving station.
Well, we should be on number 5, right? Correct?
Right.
Booster station. This is this week's. Last session was the accepted receiving station.
Right.
Okay. Booster station. For those of you who don't know or aren't familiar with the booster station, we have a public works reservoir and a booster station set up on Hinkle and William Foss. It's a 250,000-gallon reservoir, and it provides extra pressure to the system and backup storage. I was going to have Mike Ward read a little background on it just to give you guys a briefing on what it is.
The city of La Pine, Oregon.
Mike, yeah. Go to the mic.
He's
pretty Mike. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you're
looking real good. It won't pick up unless he's in front of a mic.
What's
really
good? Have a spot. Look at your nameplate.
Yeah.
Putting him on the spot a little bit.
Well, this is good.
Good.
Wes ought to have a nameplate, too.
You're good.
The city of La Pine, Oregon owns and operates a municipal water system consisting of two wells, two reservoirs, a booster pump system, and a distribution system piping. The reservoirs include a welded steel 1.2 million gallon reservoir and a bolted steel 250,000 gallon reservoir. The 1.2 million gallon reservoir, the Finley Butte Reservoir, is located at a higher elevation approximately 2 miles east of the city on Finley Butte Road. This reservoir is the city's only reliable reservoir, serving the system with gravity pressure. The 250,000 gallon reservoir, known as the Public Works Reservoir, is at a lower elevation adjacent to the public works building and formerly utilized a booster pump system to provide pressure to the system. The public works reservoir was taken offline several years ago due to leaking and challenges with the booster pump system operation. The city has been serving the municipal water system solely from the Finley Butte Reservoir for several years. In the summer of 2015, a fire hydrant on Finley Butte Road was struck by a vehicle. This collision compromised the single transmission line that delivers water to the city from the Finley Butte Reservoir. The city was required to curtail water use and also issued a boil water order. Since the public works reservoir and booster pump system have been offline for several years, the city was not able to utilize the system as a backup system to provide additional storage and system pressure.
Now, after that incident that happened in 2015, sometimes it's a blessing in disguise because it makes us look at things and look at backup opportunities to protect our system. Now, what I want you to take away from this is this booster site hasn't been used in several years. And several years is before I even started working here in 09. I had never seen this site operational when I was here back in the day. Now, another thing I want you to take away from this is the vulnerabilities of our system, such as a hydrant being struck near our main well site. Another vulnerability, I believe, is like wildfire. And I think that area is susceptible to a wildfire coming through because it's very close to the Deschutes National Forest. So in any of those scenarios, our system is down and we don't have water usage. And in that scenario, we had to issue a boiling water notice and we didn't have any backup storage. This 250,000 gallon storage tank will provide that for a minimal amount of time, but still it would allow us to not shut down the system entirely. So before I even started here, this ball started rolling, obviously. I just kind of helped keep it rolling, and as of a month ago, we started using the booster site again. It consists of four booster pumps, two 5-horse pumps, and two 42 horsepower pumps. Now, we wanted to look at this situation and have two different modes, normal operation and emergency mode. Normal operation would consist of those two smaller booster pumps being live all the time, kicking on lead on, lag on, and alternating usage, keeping pressure up in the system when it needs, and recycling water out of that tank. You know, keep recycling and turn it over, not just sitting there stagnant all the time. So we've been manipulating those parameters frequently, adjusting them, working with a company out of Bend called Powers of Automation, working with our control panels, updating numerous things because that system sat for so long. It still was a great system, but it needed a lot of upgrades. A lot of times the stuff sits for that long, the functionality kind of goes away on some of the aspects, like control panels and making sure the pumps are still working like they should be, stuff like that. So normal operation mode would be two of those booster pumps working. You can see in the picture right here, there's our skid plate with all the booster pumps on it. The two smaller ones are the 5 horsepower, two bigger ones are the 42 horsepower. Normal operation mode would have those two firing all the time. They're working right now as we speak. They're putting pressure back into the system when it drops below a certain point. Emergency mode would have all use of those four pumps. Now, all use of those four pumps puts some serious pressure back into the system. In normal use, we wouldn't want to do that. Because right now, if I ran all four pumps, we'd start pumping water back into our Finley Butte site up on the hill, which isn't ideal. But if there's a fire or a situation in town where we needed all four pumps to blow pressure back up, we could manually go in there and turn on emergency mode. These two guys could do that. We're hoping to bring in the fire department to help us accommodate that. If maybe we can do some training where they could be situated and comfortable with doing that as well. We're kind of skeptical on that, but that's how we have it set up right now. Normal mode and emergency mode. And currently they both are working, but there's still a lot of things to manipulate and work through. There's constant monitoring every day just to make sure it's working like it should. And it seems to be going pretty well, but we always get a glitch thrown at us, it seems like. Just like last week, it filled and it wanted to turn itself off, so it started overfilling into the ditch next to it, which is designed to do that if it overfills, but you get a lot of phone calls from the residents across the street. But it seems to be going pretty well. These guys have been super helpful. And if you guys have any questions about that booster site, please feel free.
Yeah. One of the questions that came up a couple of years ago when we were talking about it, was the tank itself, is that fully sealed now? Is that holding water the way it's supposed to?
Right. When it first got filled up, it was leaking significantly. So it's got those gaskets in there. It's a bolted steel tank, and it's got gaskets on every bolt pattern that goes up the tank. And those seals, when they don't have water in them, they tend to dry out, correct? Well, they kind of rehydrated themselves. At first, when we filled it back up, it was leaking pretty bad. And then slowly it started sealing itself back up. And currently, if it's full 100%, it leaks just a little bit. There's pretty minimal loss, which is okay for a reservoir. In City of Bend, you go up to the, look at the reservoirs, you'll see a little bit of leaks here and there. So luckily, it kind of resolved itself. And we had to go in there and clean out that tank. These guys did. And chlorinate it. Put it live again, and then we had to pull bacterial samples to make sure it was safe water to put back into the system. And that was all.
The question is there any way of cycling the 42 horse pumps on a weekly basis to make sure that they are operational?
I'd like to see them probably more frequent than that. Maybe 10 minutes a day, just to fire up and turn on. Because if they sit and they're not being used, you can't rely on them as much.
Same thing that's going to happen to your tank, it's going to happen to your pump, because your seals are going to decay in the way you go.
I agree. Yep.
So I would suggest definitely putting that in the cycle.
Yep. That was one of my concerns, because right now you have to manually turn the switch to emergency mode, so those pumps can't fire up unless we do that. I'd like to keep that aspect of emergency mode, but I'd like to see those pumps fire up weekly, daily, whatever parameter we decide, just to keep them exercised.
Running an hour a week would probably
do that.
Per pump.
Yep.
Would probably be enough.
Good point.
You gotta run those things, they are going bad.
Yeah, they're designed to run. You gotta keep them exercised.
So what kind of monitoring system do you have for monitoring those things?
On-site or off-site?
Yes.
On-site, it's got a rugged software that runs it right now, and it's all on-site. You can't monitor it off-site. That's our next phase, is to incorporate telemetry so we can monitor it from our houses or from the office or whatever we decide. I'm looking to hopefully purchase a tablet that whoever's on call can carry the tablet with them after hours and can monitor that site. Do telemetry. Telemetry's there, it's just it hasn't been used in years as well. But I kind of wanted to get that site functional again and then incorporate that telemetry.
The other thing is I like the idea of the fire department,
mm-hmm.
because they do have pump operators down there. We're
yeah.
trained in pumps.
Yep.
Which is rather a specialty field.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to work with them 100% on this, because one of the main reasons we have this is for fire protection.
Yeah. And if they have an emergency, you guys are caught someplace.
We can't make it. Yep. I want to feel comfortable with one of our personnel.
You have a backup.
Exactly. That's what I anticipate. We talked about putting it on site, outside the building, an emergency mode that they can come up and turn it on, but then I was worried about security reasons if someone hopped the fence and went and turned it on.
That isn't worth it.
I think we provide them a key and then designate a backup person on their staff that can come in and bump that to emergency mode.
They are very good on their chain of command.
They are. Yep. Like if there's a main break and we got to isolate the main and shut it off in two different spots, we're probably all three tied up working on that water main. Now if I can call the fire department and say, hey chief, can you send your guy to go over there and turn emergency mode on? I like that.
It's an exciting.
Any other questions? I've been learning it pretty well.
Good
but
job.
I had to kind of dive right into it when I got here because...
Yeah, I had asked about that thing a couple of years ago. Why on earth do we have this huge tank here sitting here idle?
Yeah.
And you've got all the pumps.
Mm-hmm.
And everything's saying idle.
Yep, it was...
Have we even tried to get it back online or clean it or...
Right.
But anyway.
It's so working right now. It's still got...
Now that it's working, it's...
It's working. It still has its bugs, but we're trying to figure it out, but each week seems a new
it's
victory.
It's also a pack of emergency. It isn't, day-to-day type. You don't have to have it.
We don't have to have it. But I'm trying to use different functions of it to where we could use it daily to boost up that pressure. Now, the industrial park's going to see it the quickest because they're the closest to it. Wickiup Junction isn't going to see it as much when it boosts that pressure because they're so far away. But it will help in a situation where there's a fire and they need to pull off the system.
So how do you keep the water circulating through there?
It's got a fill on and a fill off based on percentage fullness of the reservoir. Right now I have it set to fill on at 75%. As soon as it hits 75%, it'll turn off at 85%. I'll have it fill them all the way because that's what we were seeing it overfill them because it wouldn't turn off in time or the data it was receiving wasn't accurate on the pressure in the tank. So we have it to fill on at 75, turn off at 85. That way we get a higher turnover quicker. And what we were finding out too, if I made that window bigger, like let's say I did 70 to 85, it fell longer and the people in the area directly around it would notice that pressure loss because it's filling that reservoir and taking water away from the users right around the area. So I made the window shorter. That way they wouldn't see that pressure change as quickly.
So do you have plans to actually fully drain the tank and, you know, just to completely flush the system on an occasional basis? Or?
I contacted a company called LiquiVision. They're at Cape Falls. They specialize in tank maintenance and cleaning. They're going to dive both our tanks. And they just sent me a quote yesterday. I signed it. They're going to be up here. I'm going to have them dive that site and dive our main well site as well. Take a look at it and get us on a maintenance program, what we need to do. They can dive it, and you can be drinking the water live while they're in there. It's kind of neat. I kind of want to watch how they do it. And they send you a video of the inside of your tank. It's pretty neat. And it was like $1,200 for both tanks, so it's pretty reasonable. Yeah, so we would do a maintenance program. When I worked in the city of Bend, it was a 3 or 5 year cycle where you'd empty a tank and clean it and then fill it back up. Luckily, we're pulling off our groundwater, so our water isn't taking a lot of debris and stuff like City of Bend, where they're pulling off the creek up there. So maintenance is a little bit less for us, luckily.
Were we also talking about in the future we need another tank?
Yeah, the master plan that we're working on right now, we went and got some grants and some loan money set up, trying to get that penciled in. And we take in the new subdivision, Cagle, and all that. We're looking to expand our water system, obviously, and our sewer system, but part of that, we need a new well site on that end of town that brings our system in as a loop system, not just one well site. It'd be another well site, basically the same elevation, everything, just on the north end of town.
Whereabouts would that be?
North of Newberry Estates.
Yes.
Or east of Newberry Estates, so.
Oh, okay.
Yep. It'd come down Roslyn and then tie it into Wickie up there. It'd be the same 1.2 million gallon reservoir and basically the same setup.
Which?
We had that, and we had a problem on this side of town. You could shut it down and you wouldn't even hardly notice a problem in town. You might get a little bit lower pressure. It'd kind of make the booster station less effective, but that's okay. Until then, we got to make decisions to help the system because we don't know if that's ever going to happen. We hope it does.
Yeah, but that's long term.
Long term. This is a short term goal to help facilitate until we get that new well site. Could be 3 years, it could be 5 years, 10 years. Hopefully, it's sooner than that. We'll see if this growth keep continuing like it is.
Population expansion?
Yep.
We're looking at
it? Yes, we've got projections on our master plan that kind of tells you what they think your population is going to grow to. It's kind of interesting to look back in the 2003 when they did a master plan to what the new master plan shows. We definitely exceeded their expectations back then on growth for the plan.
Well, on top of that, you've got a new hotel coming up.
Those big businesses make a big difference because they
couple businesses like that are really going to
push that envelope.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, how about our lift station project?
Wicked up lift station?
It's looking good.
Yeah, it's looking really good. No, the work they're doing is good. Just their timeliness has been kind of lacking. Their contract time was up last week, September 9th, and they requested another 2 month extension to a 150-day contract, so it's kind of an interesting week going back and forth, so we'll see how that shakes out.
Why are they behind?
I wish I could pinpoint the exact reason, but I think just their use of their time was a big factor in it. had several other projects going on. I don't think they devoted enough time to this one.
And that's such a big equipment sitting out there, but
it's such a big swimming is sitting. That's such a big window, 150 days to do the project, that I think they just thought they could get it done in that time. They could do other projects during that time too. They thought, oh, no way it's ever going to take over 150 days. But obviously it has. But the work they're doing is good work. It's just taking a little time.
Did you give them a 2-month extension then?
No. Currently we gave them a 10-day extension. Because I don't want to see it take another 2 months.
In the middle of winter.
Yeah. Right. I wanted it on the ground before October, but we'll see. I'm still hoping.
Good job.
What's happening now with the lift station? I mean, you still need that.
The current lift station that's there is still online and working.
You guys aren't crawling in there to redo it every so often?
Mm-hmm.
Waiting for Vix to call you and tell you it's backing up?
Right. It hasn't happened since they've been working there, luckily. But
still could happen.
Mm-hmm. They designed it so where they're going to build that new lift station and keep that one online until we know everything's working, and then we'll make that transition. We'll tie into the pipe that comes into that lift station and tie into the discharge end of it and make those two connections the same day. We'll help out with that quite a bit and be there. We just haven't got to that point yet, unfortunately.
It's not only helping out, it's being there and observing what they're doing.
Yeah, I've been up there a lot. We all have. We've been up there a lot.
What happens if they don't complete it?
Well, there's a bond set that they have to... What's that? What do you call that bond?
Security bond
that they have to complete the work, or we can get someone else to do it and they'll be charged for it. Basically, that bond will cover the expenses to get that project completed.
Do we have somebody online that we could call on to finish it if they don't?
Currently we don't, but hopefully we don't have to go to those actions. And we can assess liquidated damages daily too after the contract time if needed. Hopefully my first project I don't have to go down that road, but we'll see. Another project I inherited day one I started here. But I think it's going to turn out fine. We're learning a lot.
You're learning a lot about project management.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, how about the First Street improvements?
First Street improvements. So I think there was a need in the public portrayed that they wanted some benches and some garbage cans. And I think as a city, we thought that would be a great idea to incorporate that on that area too. We kind of want to start with a template. Whichever we decide to put along this corridor, we're going to kind of mimic throughout the rest of our improvements downtown. We're thinking about putting some benches and some garbage cans along First Street. And let's see. Talking about starting with about 3 or 4 benches to start out with. We wanted to put one right here on this corner. That way the kids are coming back from school, from McDonald's, they have a place they can put their trash and actually use the garbage can instead of our ditches. And then Taco Bell is right here. We thought about putting one on this corner or on this corner. That way Taco Bell and then you got the outpost, they could kind of work this way and use this garbage can. Put another one down here. And then this is all going to be mimicked the rest of First Street because the health center is doing a remodel right now and we're going to work together with them and do First Street improvement along the rest of First Street.
They are pushing back on that very heavily, you know, because they're going to lose parking places.
I think we can do some kind of agreement where we get a good project that will tie in well with First Street. Right, Eric?
Yeah. They look a little bit different, but the same character, the frontage with the same type of trees and the same width of sidewalk.
Fortunately, Eric's their engineer for their project.
Oh, good.
So I think
that helps.
Pretty good working relationship. I think it's pretty much decided we're going to buy those benches and garbage cans. I just kind of gave you guys some options to look at in your packet.
You can't con Stu into garbage cans?
I mean, if you want to try, you can.
You want the green ones? On wheels?
You're seriously considering spending up to $900 for a bench? $600 for a garbage can?
They're expensive.
Did you find a money tree somewhere?
I haven't yet, but I'll chop it down if I see it.
Well, that, this is not Canada Beach that has limited funds.
No, this wasn't my idea, but I definitely helped facilitate it.
Whose idea it is to spend that kind of money on park benches, that's just sheer insanity.
That's how much park benches cost, though.
They're expensive, but they're made to last.
That expensive.
I think they give you like a 50-year guarantee on some of them. That's all.
Who did you do it for?
For the Big Splash.
Big Splash. So you were part of that
Ford
group.
Mm-hmm. That's how much benches cost.
Yeah. Didn't you end up contracting with the high school to make benches or?
No.
No.
No, we ended up buying benches.
I was shocked too to see how much they were. I did quite a bit of shopping around, just give you guys some options to look at.
This is going to be a city council decision, right?
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm just giving you guys a look-see at it because you're the Public Works Committee. I want you guys knowing what's going on.
Did anybody look at the possibility of very heavy just benches without arms and backs that would just be with a can that would be set in concrete that would go with it?
Right. There's a lot of different options.
As you said, that is a thing for the council.
And I met with Rick Allen and talked about it because he's got some experience with Mattress and Sisters, what they kind of did. He said to be very careful what you start with because you're going to want to mimic that through the rest of the town. You don't want four different types of benches in your town.
Right.
So, and you also don't want junk out there.
Right.
It's
an investment, you know. It's an investment for your town, and pick something nice that you think you can keep going with for the future. Because Lapine is going to continue to grow, and we're going to make these street improvements. I think we want to kind of keep it similar to what we're using.
So did you talk to the chamber at all to see if there was any options for additional funding with the chamber?
I have a
sponsorship. And Ashley, do you know what benches you got ended up with for the Big Splash so that you can keep with that same style?
I can find them.
No, they make
I don't know.
The same companies that sell these benches make plaques, you know, dedicated plaques and stuff to whoever wants to donate. I thought we could just get these improvements in, and if someone wanted to come along and donate money towards them, we could put that back into the fund, but not make that a crucial part of the initial project. But I think there'll be people out there that would want to do that, I would anticipate. But I don't want to make it, so who do we have to pick right off the bat? You know, let's get this infrastructure in, get the benches in, and then if we want to go down the road, we could.
So has Sisters or Madras talked about vandalism or which benches are better in?
I talked to Rick about that. He said if you get the benches that have the bigger slats on the back, it makes more room for vandalism because people want to sit there and etch their names in. So if you go with a more narrow slat on the back and on the bottom, it leaves less space for them to etch their names in, like I Heart Jenny or something on there. He did mention that. So you'll see a lot of them are a slotted bench. They're not a full piece. It allows for water to drain through. It gives less room for them to carve on. Stuff you got to think about, right?
Yeah, look at the skate park.
Those coated expanded metal benches would be good too.
Mm-hmm.
Temporized coating.
Yep.
They're probably really expensive.
Do you sell packages for them to bolt down to the concrete? They're all pre-drilled for that. I think we can save a little bit of money. Those packages were about $100 per bench. I think we can go to Ace and get our own hardware and do it ourselves. Just redheaded to the concrete. I don't think we need to buy the manufacturer's bolts and nuts and stuff. And we, our crew will be maintaining those garbage cans. We'll have to decide a weekly program or however we decide. So we'll be taking on emptying those garbage cans as well. They're excited.
I can see that.
I'm not going to ask Steve on that one.
Well, I think we all appreciate this being a start because it was very evident this first week of school, we're all driving to work, and here's all this litter. McDonald's,
yeah.
Pepsi, all over. I thought, oh, okay, school started again. Do we have any way that the school, we could get the school to patrol some of that? You know, years ago, FBLA used to take care of the little park by the Newberry Station Motel and stuff.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure we could, especially if there's kids that need a little extra community out, well, maybe a community outreach, like they were bad in school for, it's part of their punishment to help clean up the ditches with
oh,
some of us.
That would be real good, yes.
Yep.
And maybe some of the other streets that are leading to help subdivisions because they're all walking home and tossing.
Yep.
So I know exactly how long it takes for a package of fries.
Yeah. Yep.
A quarter pounder makes it to Preble Way.
I would say whatever garbage can we decide to get, we should get one with a top to it that's covered. That way snow and ice doesn't down into it. There's a lot of ones with open tops, but I think we should have it covered. Make it a lot easier for us to maintain.
And a pretty substantial one.
Yep.
Regulate the opening so we don't have...
Big eyes.
Yeah, so they don't stick garbage bags down.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, they just sack them around the house.
We'll look forward to
just giving you some ideas.
A little update too on how much time you have to spend and how often you have to empty it.
Right, that's all unknown. Imagine during the school year it'll go up, and then when school's over it'll kind of go down.
And maybe a report of some of the interesting things that you find of people dumping sacks of garbage in there too.
We can come up. We get all kinds of
interesting
stuff.
We want to hear
stuff.
All the stories here.
We can do wastewater plant too. But we get out there some days.
You've got to go on that tour.
I do. I was just appalled at the pictures. Oh my gosh!
Some shovels and a little.
Right.
It's better up front.
And
personal.
While we're on this subject receiving, I'll just do a quick little blurb. I talked to a couple. Cities this morning, they have septic receiving stations. I've been calling around just get their 2 cents, pros and cons about different units, what they suggest, what they don't like. I talked to the Port of Tillamook, they have a septic receiving station, and I talked to Newberg this morning and kind of picked their brain a little bit about that. And it was pretty interesting. They both were very glad that they transitioned to that because they were on the honor system before and talked about doing a weight scale system, and then that never was accurate because you had to convert it to gallons to charge them. And they said they're really glad that they went to the card lock, and then they get a lot quality, more product going into their treatment plant or their lagoon, just based on what they have. And Tillamook was, I really enjoyed talking to Tillamook this morning. Yep.
Good. Well, thank you. Go ahead.
How are these garbage cans secured to the ground?
Bolted. Under the concrete?
Over the concrete, because you know, there were two large garbage cans in No Name Park.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, the park next to Newbury.
Yep.
And they both disappeared.
Yeah, we don't want them to disappear.
Yeah, they didn't last very long. They weren't even full yet when they disappeared.
Yeah, they'll be fast.
They're living in them somewhere else in the woods.
Probably.
We don't want them to disappear.
No. Okay, what about the wastewater treatment operator? Congratulations.
Yeah.
Good job, Jim.
So I had to have 3 certifications when I started here. I had to have my water tube distribution for the distribution system. I had to have my wastewater collections for the collection system. And then I had my wastewater tube for the treatment. Didn't have my treatment license when I started here. So me and Mike went to the valley, did a tour of different treatment plants. Just to get an idea, because a lot of the questions they ask you on the exam is not usually about lagoon-style system. It's about conventional activated sludge like the big towns do. Mm-hmm. So we kind of really hit hard on that. And I wanted Mike, because he's going to go take his treatment one, to get an idea as well. I don't want to just be the only one with my treatment cert. Because this is kind of the problems you face. You get a new operator, then you got to try to get someone on board. It's nice having that backup plan. So Mike's going to be taking his treatment one test. I just passed mine last month, my treatment two. So I'm compliant now with all my certs for this position and for the town.
Good job. Yep. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
And for bringing Michael along,
yeah,
too. We
yep.
don't want to leave Wes out.
No, we don't want to leave Johnny out.
Or Johnny out, excuse me. And I like your trucks. They're
thank
beautiful.
You. Yep.
Okay, how about a safety walkthrough?
Safety walkthrough. So our safety insurance provider, they decided, Ashley was a big proponent of this, to have a walkthrough, like a mock OSHA walkthrough. Kind of give us some ideas on what to fix and what we need to keep up on. So they came through and did a walkthrough with us and then provided us with a report on some stuff that we needed to fix. They said, I talked to the guys afterward, they said it was one of the best walkthroughs they've done. I was like, really? That's nice. Okay, he said, yeah. So you guys don't have a whole lot you need to work on, but he gave us a checkoff sheet so we can go through this winter and start kind of eliminating some of this stuff. If you guys want to take a look at it, I'll provide it up here. You guys feel free to look at it later. But it went really well.
Yeah. So have you had any OSHA inspections?
We haven't. But they are pretty detailed. I mean, they opened the medicine cabinets and looked and took pictures of some expired Advil and stuff like that. It's like, well, it's pretty easy to fix. Throw it in the garbage can, right? So stuff like that. A ladder that was standing up that wasn't secured, right? Anything you can think of. But it's better to be on top of the ball than have OSHA come through and write you up because they'll find everything they can.
Yeah.
Which is what that's their job.
Better than
and they'll find you for it.
And they'll find you for it.
Right.
But, yeah, all the guys have a copy of the book, so we've been walking through and just kind of eliminating when we can. Most of it's pretty easy stuff, which I was glad to see.
You can also find out what they're training on, because that's
yep.
what they look for.
Yep.
Every quarter they have a new item, so they
yep.
that's what they focus on.
Yep. And I've noticed in the past, working for different agencies, that it's easier to invite OSHA to come through than it is just to have them stop by. Because you want them there, it's not like you're pushing them back. So they're usually really helpful with when they're walked through to make stuff work, because they understand that nothing's ever perfect, but that you're trying to get there. So I think they'll like that we did this prior to them coming through, and I'll invite them next year to come do a walkthrough with us.
Have these folks walk with them?
Sure.
Yeah. I used to do that.
Mm-hmm.
For 30 years I was in that, and anytime OSHA would show up, I'd get a phone call, and I'd go down and I'd meet with OSHA while they're going. And just, you know, my job's down on top of the training, what was going on, what they were going to look for, and
mm-hmm.
just on an almost monthly basis with the larger clients,
right.
I'd go through and do another, you know, workup.
Yeah.
So it's good to have somebody that knows the current laws to walk with them,
right.
not to challenge them every time, but find out where that applies to
right.
what they're doing.
Yep. And I think our insurance provider has a vested interest in seeing us make these corrections as well, so they're on board with doing that walkthrough with us. I think they would be okay with doing it with OSHA as well. We could write them over it.
Yeah. Just so everybody's on
the same page. That way what they're telling us is what OSHA's wanting as well. And I may not understand exactly what statute they're quoting, and I can ask the insurance provider, what does that mean? I don't understand.
Yeah. Just as long as they don't feel that it's an adversary position to somebody that
right.
wants to receive the training they get.
Right.
What do we do?
Mm-hmm.
That's very important.
Good.
So what are you doing for safety training?
Safety training?
Safety meetings.
We have safety meeting monthly. We usually come up with some new fresh topic or whatever is pertinent at the time if some guys want to bring up something. One of the big ones was getting our truck set up. You actually could hold your tools and have safety lights on your truck, so when you're working on a job, you actually have what you need and you feel safe about it. that was one of the big hurdles we jumped through. We got one of our trucks fully set up to, if you're on call, you can run to the job. You got all your tools on it, all your safety lights. Now we're mimicking that to my truck as well, so we don't just have one truck set up that way. We have my truck as a backup, and it's going to be set up the same way. That way, you know, water tools on this side, sewer tools are on this side. Safety lights are going to be the same. Kind of keep it all similar.
Did you get a lift on the back of it?
We don't.
So, speaking of safety, that's one thing they won't catch you on.
It'd be nice having a little crane on the back. Especially working on hydrants and stuff, because right now we have to use a backhoe to set up hydrant or repair it.
Yeah. But it's, you know, it's very tempting for somebody to reach over and pick up 85 pounds and all of a sudden...
The crane's a good, the lift gate's really good too for that.
Right. Yeah. Something on at least one truck.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good point.
Should we suggest that maybe someone look into what that would cost to put on the trucks?
Liftgate? Yeah, I think it should be that first truck that you get uses all the time. Mm-hmm. Now, like if someone hits a fire hydrant when you're on call and you gotta go pick it up, usually they break, hopefully like they're supposed to, and the water doesn't shoot out of the ground. But until the crew can come replace it, I've noticed that if you don't go get it right away, they disappear because people think they're really neat in their yard.
Oh, yeah.
And they're not light object just for one guy to kind of grab and try to get to the back of the truck. So if you've got a lift gate, you could drag it over to your lift gate and then lift it up. I had numerous ones in Bend where I couldn't handle it by myself. And you try calling someone on the weekend, it's hard to get a hold of somebody to come help me lift a fire hydrant. Oh, I'll come back and get it Monday. It's not there Monday.
It's not going to be there
Monday. No.
And again, half the people have winches on their trucks, so
yeah,
it's something you ought to think about too again.
Yep.
Put a winch on a truck. Help yourself out.
So do you get anybody from outside that come in to do any safety training or?
We haven't had any safety training set up yet, but yearly there's a conference in Santa River, a weekly conference that has quite a bit of that, and it's got a lot of our trade. Training there, different, so you get your ECUs, there's safety stuff there. It's kind of a 1 week, get a lot of that stuff out of the way. But I can get different people to come on site and do different trainings for us. OAWU, Oregon Association of Water Utilities, puts that on.
As far as the city.
Who's our safety?
Yeah.
We all kind of are, really. I mean, she's coordinates it all, but we all got to be conscientious of safety all the time, especially on the field.
I was just wondering if you still have ties to Ben, whether they have safety meeting notes or something that you can go through, or?
Yeah, definitely. They would have no problem with me mimicking something, or if they're doing something specific up there, say, hey, can I bring a few guys? Can we attend? We'll be happy to pay. They'd be all over that. They'd be fine with that. They told me that when I left, if you ever need stuff like that, because to hire a company come in for three guys is kind of hard, and a lot of times they don't want to come down for three people. You have to get 10 to 20 people. And I know City of Bend would let us piggyback on some of that stuff. And we're part of a public works partnership where Sisters, Madras, Prineville, Redmond, Bend, Rawl can help each other out and stuff like that. Legally, we can help each other out, and we don't have to charge the rates that we charge, you know, charge contractors and stuff like that.
So you have kind of a cooperative municipal.
Yep. We have meetings quarterly. I went to one last week up in Sisters, and they're actually a really good meeting. Sit down with public works manager from Sisters, Madras, just sit there and brainstorm. A lot of ours has been public safety in the event of natural disasters has been our big topic lately. Like the Cascadia event, how are we all going to team together and help each other out on that?
Okay, how about, do we have any other issues or concerns?
I have one that kind of has been coming up lately in regards to receptage receiving.
Mm-hmm.
We're always pushing that threshold every month on how much we take in. We can take 250,000 gallons per our permit through DEQ. We're always right at the threshold, the limit. You go over that limit, they'll start fining you daily, every day you go over. And at the beginning of the summer, we stopped taking grease septage. I don't know if you guys remember that talked about. That's helped out a little bit with the quality of our lagoon, but we're always pushing that threshold. And I'm trying to figure out ways where we can get that number down, because we just can't handle it right now with the septage receiving station we have. Until we get that new one, I'm trying to think of ways to accommodate and mitigate the problems we're having with our lagoons. I'm trying to decide on a route to go to where we could lower that limit. And I'm more interested in serving the greater Lapine area with the users that pump tanks in our area, mm-hmm. provide services in our area. What we're getting a lot of is the City of Bend contractors, or not the City of Bend, but people who are up there are pumping septic tanks and bringing it down to here because it's significantly cheaper than the Bend plant.
I think there's an easy solution.
Yeah, there is. But driving the cost up right up first, we could go that route. I'm trying to think, you know, that's one route we could go, is drive up the prices and scare the outside area away. Or we can make an area where we only take in septage from a greater area, say north to Sun River and south to Gilcrest. That's as far as we'll take septage in. Now, if there's a vendor from Bend coming down to pump a tank in Lapine for a real estate sale, they're more than welcome to use our facility because they're pumping a tank in our area. But I'm not interested in taking all the restaurant loads from Bend down to here. Just something I'm trying to toss in my head, what's the right way to go, if you guys have any suggestions. It's kind of a complex issue.
Yeah. And it's strictly the honor system right now?
Yes.
So you're not there when it's being dumped off? Or
sometimes we are. It's just hard to keep a guy there under, you know, 28 hours a day just to monitor that. We check tickets at the end of the day that they turn in, and I'd say half of them are from outside our area.
You can set up a video camera and have it upgraded into your office.
We used to have it.
You could monitor it 24 hours a day if you want.
Right. Good. I think we're probably on the low end of estimating how much they're bringing in. I think once we find out how much we're bringing in, we're going to be over that threshold every month. I'm guessing. When they guess how much is in their tank, they're not probably guessing on the high end.
No. Yeah,
but I could be wrong.
Well, and I don't want to penalize our local businesses either.
I don't either. So it's kind of a dynamic situation.
Yeah, we're going to really think this one through.
That's why I was leaning towards an area that we take in.
Right.
Anything outside that area, we won't take in.
Or can you just charge more for out of area?
Good.
But he's not going to be there to do it.
Well,
yeah. If we charge enough, we could afford to put another person on full time just to monitor.
Well, yeah. We'll have a septage receiving station at some point, I'm hoping in the next year or so, and a lot of that will mitigate these problems, and we'll get more quality wastewater being discharged into our lagoon. But until then, I'm trying to think of another action to take. We did the grease trap loads, that's helped a little bit. Now we need to figure out something else until then.
Yeah, but if they're bringing them all the way down from the,
I don't want to make a public pool, a Lapine-only pool, but I'm trying to think of ways, you know.
Local area discount. Raise rates and then local area discount.
Yeah, for a local business, you can give them a local rate. Mm-hmm. If you're out of area, you're going to pay higher.
You could base that on the 97739 zip code, too.
I had to think about that.
How would you do the Bend people that are coming down here to pump up?
I would charge them more. We manually calculate those billings at the end of the month anyways, so it would just be a little bit more research to figure out where the load came from and then charge them the higher rate.
Originally it was set up just for us to dump at, and then
right.
we looked at a way of making revenue,
yep.
so we kind of opened it up, and now it's just, it's gotten so big, we can't manage it anymore. Now it comes to a point like, okay, I like the revenue, but what cost, you know?
Now we have to raise our price in order to cover our cost.
You know, if it's coming in from Ben, let them pay for it.
Right.
Yeah.
Can we handle that? That much?
I mean, we're pushing
into the future.
I think if we raise the rates, we're not going to see as much come down. Right. I anticipate there'd be no reason for them to bring it here anymore.
You know, it costs money to bring a truck across the road. That's $2.50 a mile or something like that. Figured out.
Right. We're at 0.45 cents a gallon. Ben's at 13 cents a gallon.
I mean, the maintenance on the truck alone, you know, last time I remember riding the truck on the road, it was $2.50 a mile, $3 a mile. You know, for them to transport that down here costs them money.
Yep.
So they're saving money because it's that much of a difference. Mm-hmm. If we bring our rates up, so now they're going to pay for that mileage out of their own pocket. They aren't going to come down here. Not as much anyway.
Right. Should we do a raise the rates for everybody? Should we do a two?
Just put it out of area.
Like and that. The area being Sun River to Klamath County?
Well, to, I don't know, what does Crescent have? They don't have anything down there, do they?
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to have to be on us. They're going to tail on us.
Right.
Chenault doesn't have anything either. We get loads from Chenault sometimes.
They coming up from Chenault, too?
Sometimes. Or your local, like Lafayette Septic or Cascade Septic?
They'll come from.
They're the ones that are getting the stuff down Gilcrest, Crescent, Small, Beaver Marsh, okay. Crescent Lake Junction. Look, that stuff's all coming to us here from those companies.
But I mean, most of those, we know who the local people are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and whoever else is not local, okay, guess what? You're going to pay for it. You know, if they pay enough, they aren't going to come down here.
Yeah, we're not saying you can't come down here, but no. If you're going to come down here and use our facilities, it's going to come at this price. Because we're not
next year, we can worry about that next year, but let's worry about what's happening this year if we're going already under recovery.
Because that's how this receiving station, I hope, goes in next year, but nothing ever usually goes.
Another year or two.
It might not be.
But let's do something now. You know, right. That's a rate change.
Are you comfortable with that, Jake?
I'm comfortable, yeah. I know something needs to happen. As a wastewater operator, our lagoons are getting taxed right now to the limit.
Yeah, I think we have to put an end to that. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's...
These guys, I think, will relate the same information. We're right. We're pushing the envelope on what we can take in up there.
Okay.
Do we need to make a recommendation to the council?
Does this have to go through council, though?
If we're going to change the rates, it will have to.
Yes, most definitely.
Okay, can I hear a motion?
So motioned. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I'm motioning.
What are you guys motioning?
Yep.
To raise the rate or stop taking...
Out of area.
Okay.
Raise the rate.
Raise
the
rates on out of area...
Septic.
Disposal.
Okay.
Second.
That was my nomination.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We make that recommendation.
Got it.
Been approved.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Eric, any comments, concerns?
Do you have any ideas on that, Eric?
On that rate, I think that sounds fantastic to have a different rate for the area code and then, or for the zip code, and sounds like a really clean way to do it.
It does seem clean, but we'd have to incorporate more zip codes than 97739. Right. If we're taking the septage from Crescent and Chenault, and you think about like Oregon Water Wonderland area,
right?
Those would have to be incorporated into the 97739 zip code. What you could probably do is just charge a higher rate for a Bend, Oregon zip code.
To be honest, I should have done this 3 months ago when I did the grease trap loads, but I've had a booster station, a Wikia blow station, and
yes, I know.
A license I had to get, and it just my mind's in kind of the whirlwind effect.
What are you doing between midnight and 4?
I got two girls and...
Dance classes. See great dance.
So you're worried.
It all works out, hopefully, right? You put your best foot forward, and usually it works out for the better.
Girls.
Yeah. Yes. We got an 8-year-old and a 5-year-old, so you keep me pretty busy.
Draw my question.
Eric, do you have any comments on those benches and receptacles and things like that that you could share with us?
He made that map right there, you're looking at it.
Those prices you're talking about, I've seen those prices on a lot of things, a lot of similar items. My sister has gone through and got some custom trash cans with the rodeo piece of steel there on the top of the trash receptacles, and those are the ballpark for what they pay for their trash receptacles throughout town. But but I think it's a fantastic idea to get a standard bench, standard trash right. receptacle, and choose one and use that throughout the town. I'm just curious, are you thinking of putting them in the sidewalk where it is there? Are you thinking of putting a little concrete pad?
I thought about that. I think they're 8-foot sidewalks, correct?
Yeah.
I think we could get away with putting them on the back side of the sidewalk.
Yeah, you still have ADA compliance, so you got 5 feet clear.
I was worried about that. We're going to have to push it to that back side where you'd face the road frontage and put that garbage can right to the next to it.
Yeah.
That way you still have your ADA compliance.
Yeah. Okay.
I thought about putting aprons out with the ditches the way they are right
yeah.
there. It makes it kind of difficult.
Yeah. Okay.
Where's this company from that makes this?
The benches?
Yeah, they're not locally, are they?
Kirby Belt? No, it's some national deal.
I think that'd be a good thing if we could have it done
more locally.
Yeah, in the community and helping businesses.
Sure.
Trying to work here.
Looking to see if there's any.
If we're going to spend some money, I'd assume. Spend it home.
Mm-hmm. All the stuff that you see that's built into those benches is all recycled material, and they're all weatherproof. There's no wood in them. It's not actual wood. It's some kind of a composite material that looks like wood. And I don't know if there's any local vendors or not, but we can definitely look and see.
Do you have any much vandalism up in Sisters?
I'm not aware of much vandalism. I've not seen vandalism on benches or trash receptacles.
Of course, these would be, if you're doing First and Highway 97.
Pretty visible.
Mm-hmm. We'd like to think so, yeah.
What's the park department experience?
I don't know.
Oh, well, it's not been good.
We had more vandalism on the bricks when we built the fountain than we did the benches. I actually don't think we've had much vandalism at all on the benches, but I can't attest to that.
I didn't think about looking at those benches. It's a good point to see what they have there.
They were the least expensive, but they were expensive. I mean, I remember ordering them, and they were $650 or $700 a piece.
Yeah, I was like, whoa, this is expensive. Maybe I should get into the business of bench making, you know?
Yeah, and I think they just had a report at their last meeting at the Parks and Recs about the vandalism over there at the skate park and at Parks and Recs and how much they're having to clean up there every day.
Every day.
Yeah.
I've been out there with buckets of bleach cleaning Sharpies off.
There you go, so you know more about it than I do.
I know a lot about vandalism at the park.
So.
I'm just happy to let that go.
I just think this would be lovely, and I don't mind spending the money. I just have to think about the maintenance and the wear and tear on it that I'm worried about. So, just have to chance it and see what happens.
Hopefully we just got a kind of a smaller section to start out with. That's what's nice. The whole town's not that way yet, you know? We can kind of incorporate it slowly.
It might be a good thing to start a school awareness thing, too, that this is their property, this is their stuff that they should be able to take care
of. Yeah, their folks or the taxpayers will help fund it.
Let them kind of monitor their own.
Well, they used to do that. FBLA was a wonder, and they can kind of police themselves. I'm wondering if we wouldn't ask for a partnership with the Shine on Levine, too, and that property owners to help us monitor this a little bit. Because eventually it's all of us taxpayers that are paying for all this.
I know the NROTC used to do a lot of work like that.
Good.
Cleaning up all the rest of it.
Well,
I don't know how active they are nowadays, but 10 years ago they were very active.
They have a new commander that's really
They've been really helpful, the City of La Pine, helping clean up.
That would be wonderful, because if the school students would police themselves, and we just don't do that here, like, you don't see much of it in Sisters. It's just not something that you do. You don't trash and vandalize.
No.
I just wish kind of we could have some, maybe help get the school district in this and as many organizations within the schools to say we have to kind of bring ourselves up to a standard of good behavior here.
We've got these nice things, we want to keep them nice.
Yeah, we want to be proud of our town that we live in and our neighborhoods.
Right.
But it also belongs to them. You know, they're destroying their own stuff. Go home if you have to do that, but, mm-hmm. you know, ownership.
Okay. Johnny, do you have any comments?
No, I'm good.
Hey, show them the decal we're putting on the rigs. We're thinking about them.
I want coffee cups and t-shirts.
There'll be no background. It's just gonna be the
that looks really sharp.
It's just going to be that. That's what's going to be on the trucks.
Come up here, honey. So we have one currently on there, but it looks more like a magnet to me, so we're changing it to that.
Yeah, it's not going to have any background on it. It will be just the lettering and the pine cone.
And the trucks are all white.
Okay. Yeah. White.
So it's just going to be, it won't have this white background. The white background you have will be not the truck itself. It's just going to be a lettering on the truck.
And just, this is going to be black, too.
Yeah,
right?
Just like this looks right.
We decided to go all black. You'll see that. Logo in the brown pine cone. We decided all black would look pretty sharp on there.
I like it because also you accent it with your, all that shiny aluminum.
So,
I mean, this is cool.
It should look good on there. It should have them done today for us. We'll put them on the front.
And you've got good safety equipment.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to wear your hats. You're going to have vests. Do you have jackets and everything?
Yeah, we have everything we need to do what we need to do.
Does it have the logo on it?
What's that?
Does it have the logo on it?
Not all our stuff yet. A lot of our winter gear doesn't because we have last year's winter gear.
Yeah, we have the old M1 most of our stuff, but eventually we'll have.
I told them to keep wearing their stuff until we get the new version.
Okay. I just want to make sure everybody's taking care of here.
Have anything that says Public Works Committee?
Not yet.
Maybe we'll work something out.
No, I keep a low profile.
Do you donate to one of my benches then, maybe?
I have staff comments.
Yes.
Arlo resigned from the committee earlier this week, and Jim is gone on vacation. So we have an opening for an out-of-city resident on the committee. If you know anybody to fill that position, please have them fill out an application on our website.
Out of area or?
Yeah, not in city limits. So anybody in the La Pine area, I think maybe it's like 10 miles from city limits, or it's the 97739 zip code. I'm not sure 100% what that is, but it doesn't have to be a city resident. So.
Okay. Is there any questions about any of the projects that you can think of now that you might have forgot about asking? We got all three of us in the room?
No, I think it's nice that we're all here. I'd like to see everybody, including Eric, up here. It makes it really nice to have conversations mm-hmm. back and forth, and I'd like to see Eric up here, too. Maybe Johnny. We're all in this together.
You can get him up here. Okay.
Yeah, you can probably get me up there.
Anything else?
I've said enough. Well, maybe I haven't. I think the garbage can and bench idea is really nice, and we've been talking about that for a long time. But I think we ought to be looking around to do it in a little bit cheaper manner than what's being proposed here. There's a whole lot of things in this town that we need to spend money on.
Mm-hmm.
A whole lot of them. And a lot of them are more important than a bench. So, there's no, I don't know. I just think it's too much money. I really do. The idea is good, the plan is good. I just think it's too damn much money. And that's my two cents worth.
Can we get grants?
Huh?
Can we get grants and donations and stuff maybe?
You're not going to get any donations. You couldn't even get a donation for the waterfalls down here at the park that the kids came on and broke off anyway. So you can even forget the donations part.
What about grants?
Well, who's writing grants?
We have to talk to Corey about that.
Somebody,
he has connections with grant writers.
Well, research that a little bit more.
You bet. Yeah, just giving you an idea of what we've been looking at.
Yep.
We haven't bought nothing yet.
I think the problem is we're going to find out it's going to cost us $500 in order to get any.
Right.
In order to get, so it's going to last more than 10 years.
I think we're looking at $1,000+.
It's going to cost more.
Yeah.
Have you looked at the placement of, or something like that, in front of businesses?
Yeah, I did a couple walkthroughs just to get an idea where I think would be best situated on First Street.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Fortunately, First Street doesn't have a whole lot of businesses. You get basically three major ones, and then four being ODOT. So, I mean, Taco Bell might be have an interest in it, maybe the Outpost. And I would assume we put one down at the medical center when we do that phase in as well.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be a good spot because you're getting closer to that downtown interior corridor now. People can sit and hang out.
I was thinking it also would enhance certain business areas and, mm-hmm. and maybe they could help monitor the conditions. You know, vandalism and that sort of thing.
Right.
So it'd be a teamwork.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then the ODOT area is going to be sold relatively soon, isn't it? In the next 3 or 5 years or something?
I haven't heard of that.
Property?
I had heard they were moving.
They'd like to.
I had also heard that they're going to pave Huntington. You know, I started hearing that 5 years ago. I don't know how much money they have right now. And that's
he admitted that it would take 5 years from the start of the planning to move into the industrial park. And he just started talking, we just started talking about that last
right.
year.
So,
you know, and besides that, that's all BLM land in there. If you've ever dealt with those guys, they think time is immortal and it's just, you know, there's plenty of it.
Well,
it takes us forever to do anything.
Every year, the next guy has to start all over.
Yeah.
But I think ODOT would like to be at a different site. It's just the process of doing so.
Oh, yeah. It's a horrible eyesore. It really needs to go.
Well, it'd be a prime piece of real estate,
but, you know,
for somebody to come in and develop.
Yes.
Weren't they talking about on our property?
Yeah, we were talking about turning our old existing hayfield into industrial land and hopefully maybe accommodating a chunk for them to go to. But
that wouldn't be a bad place for them out there.
Mm-hmm. They don't like being so close to the highway. They like being off,
right.
You know. But those things take time, especially when you partner with different agencies.
Yep. Yeah, that's, and again, BLM is not one to partner with. They are
probably rather trying to partner with us.
Yeah. Well, as I said, the people change.
Yeah.
Every 2 or 3 years if they're doing anything right. So.
Okay. Good meeting. We're adjourned.
Did the motion to adjourn.
We did. We already adjourned once.
Did we?
Yeah.
There's a safety packet to go.